going to discuss tomorrow, Mirz Hashem. What about nowadays when journeys are a bit easier? And also, what's the situation if you're carrying money?
Test for Cheshvan, Wednesday the 16th of November, Rabbi Sholom Segal, distance, Pikachoylen.
This week's Sedra begins by Yerayin of Hashem that HaKadosh Baruch Hu appeared to Avraham Avinu. I'm sure you're all familiar with the Rashi there. Rashi quotes Chazal that HaKadosh Baruch Hu came levaker es hachoda to visit the sick. Avraham Avinu, it was now the third day following his bris milah. He was feeling the pain. We're told that the third day is the most painful, the weakest point in the chayda's recovery. But so what I want to speak about today, Be'ezus Hashem, is various halachas in Bikur Chayim that we can particularly cull from this week's Sedra. The halacha which I'd actually like to concentrate on, however, build the share around, is a hotly debated shayla in the postgame, and that is whether a person can be mekayim the mitzvah of Bikur Chayim from afar. That means, can I be mekayim the mitzvah of Bikur Chayim by sending a letter to the chayla? Can I be mekayim the mitzvah of visiting the sick by telephone? Nowadays, Skype, right over the, this is something, the Minchas Yitzchak, this guy in Weiss, he writes, he says, if there will eventually one day come about such a thing that you can actually see somebody over a television, then, you know, he goes on from there. Well, nowadays, it's obviously a reality. And what's the halacha? Can a person be mekayim the mitzvah bikur chayim in such a fashion? In order to tackle the shayla, the starting point is obviously, to understand what is the tachlis, what is the point of the mitzvah of Bikur Chayim, what are we trying to achieve? And you'll find, based on Shulchan Aruch, deals with Bikur Chayim, Yeridei HaSimon Shin Lamed Hei, that's Shalom. He says that there's two, in Shulchan Aruch you'll find there's two points there. Number one is that a person should examine what does the Chayim need. It's based on a Gemara, that's right. It's based on a Gemara in Dorim, Daf Mem Omad Aleph, that Rabbi Akiva, he swept, he was Mechabi the Marabit, he swept the floor, he cleaned the floor around the Chayla. That's what the Chayla needed, an environment which was clean, which was refreshing. That's requirement number one. Requirement number two is to be Mevakish Rachamim, to daven for the Chayla. And in fact, the Gemara, the Ramah brings it effectively, the Gemara in Brochus, I think it's the end of the first perek, says that if a person is not the Bakish Rachamim for the Chayla, as the Ramah quotes, he puts it, one has not fulfilled the obligation of Bikur Chayim. In fact, the Ponovitch Rav tells that, I think it was around Tofresh Samach, Hey Tofresh Samach Ches, when he came as a bochur to Radin. He was waiting to go in to see the Chofetz Chaim. He was waiting around, where's the Chofetz Chaim? All of a sudden he heard a frightening cry. And he asked somebody, what is that? And they said, that's the Chofetz Chaim. The Chofetz Chaim's davening for a woman who's going through a difficult labor, difficult childbirth. And he said, it made such an impression on him. He said, if that's the way the Chofetz Chaim davens for a person he may know, he may not even know, but that's the way he's mevakish rachamim for somebody else, he says, this is the place I want to be. And he says, that was the point in time when he made his decision, he's going to stay in Razin, he learned by the Chofetz Chaim, he became a Talmud of the Chofetz Chaim. That's the pshat that a person has to be mevakish rachamim for somebody else, during one of the big wars, I don't know if it was one of the big wars in Six Day War, one of these, the Reb Chaim Shmuel Evitz came into the Beis HaMedrash, he clapped on the bimah. It may have been, it was either a war with one of the, something like Entebbe, something like this. And he clapped on the bim and he said to the Bokrim, he said, we're going to say Tehillim now. And he said, if you don't say the Tehillim as if you, the manner with the feelings that one would say it over one's brother or sister, he says, you have not fulfilled your obligation. This is what the Ponovitch Rav saw by the Chofetz Chaim. That's obligation, that's point number two. Point number three is actually, it's based on the Rambam. The Rambam in Rishonim, you'll find it. And Be'emesis already comes from the Tzavor of Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol, that's in Tzavor of the Orchaz Chaim, that a person should raise the spirit of the Chayla. That will obviously speed up the healing process, as the Rambam puts it, tell him jokes, tell him stories, tell him things which will interest him, to raise his spirits. Perhaps you could suggest, I saw a question put to Reb Chaim Kanievsky, why is it that we say in the Eved Devorim Shalom Oichel Pirisem Oinam Azeva Akarim Kayanis Loila Oinam Abo, in listed amongst those you'll find Hachnosas Orechim, in the plural, bringing in guests. Bikol Choylim, visiting the sick, in the plural. And then you have Hachnosas Kalo, in the singular. With a Boyas Hamis, in the singular. Why? So he gave an answer, but I'd like an answer, perhaps you could say the following. And that is because when it comes to Hachnosas Kalo, you have to make the Kalo feel that she is unique, this is her special day. No matter how many other chasanas are going on that day, that week, this is her special day. She's unique and everything is devoted to her today. So too with a boy asa mace. A person has to look at this mace, give him the due cover that he deserves as an individual. No matter how many nebuch, how many people there are to bury, the Chavra Kaddish have to deal with that day, this person is an individual and our attention has to be focused on him at this moment. Mashiachim, when it comes to Hachnosas Orechim, if you have a guest, sometimes the guest feels a little self-conscious. He feels like a bit of a shmara. So by having other guests there, he feels he's part of a chevra. He's not alone. No, we're guests all together. So too when it comes to Bikur Cholim. A chole, often I've heard this from people who never have gone through a very, very difficult, trying period. And when they went to the hospital for whatever procedure had to be done, and suddenly they saw there were so many other people in this situation. Many people who were in a far worse situation, and they were able to continue. They'd been through this before. This wasn't the first time. It gave them a lot of chizuk, the realization they're not alone. Bikul chaylin, part of it is to make the chaylin realize, raise his spirits. Many people before you have gone through this, they've emerged, they've come out healthy, and they've continued on a productive life. And Be'ezus Hashem, you'll continue on in the same way. This is part of the mitzvah of raising his spirits. These are the three things, and I'll just mention as an aside, in the Tzavot of Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol, he mentions these three things. One of the points he makes is, therefore he says, when you go in to visit the Cholei, don't go with a sour face. Don't think you've got to match the mood of the Cholei at that point. Your job is to raise the spirit. He says, go in with a smile, go in happy, jolly, and try and create, give over that. It should be that should spread to the Cholei. And he says, and one other point he says, don't be a burden on the Cholei. It's a well-known story, it's brought in Chutam HaShulosh, that when Baron Rothschild went to visit the Kesef Sofer, so he came in, he sat down for a couple of minutes, and then he got up and left. So the Kesef Sofer said to him, so soon? So Rothschild said, he said, you know the Gemara will come to Be'ezus Hashem soon. He says, and the Gemara says, Yelchu, Zebe Kulchonim. And everyone asks, why is Yelchu, Zebe Kulchonim? What's one got to do with the other? He says, sometimes you've got to appreciate the getting up and going from the Cholei, that can be the greatest show of Bikur Cholei. Yeah. He says, the Cholei may not want you there. You're just a burden. He doesn't want to talk to you. He says, go, daven for him, see what he needs, etc. And then get up and leave. That's part of the mitzvah of Bikur Cholei. So based on this, could one be Mekayem the mitzvah by way of the telephone? You think, yes, over the telephone I can see what he needs. I can tell him stories, I can tell him jokes, I can raise his spirits. I can be Mevakeh Shirachamim, I can daven from home. It may not be quite the same. We know obviously where the Cholei is, that's where the Shekhinah is. But at least to a certain degree I can fulfill all three requirements from afar. Maybe not quite to the same degree when it comes to writing a letter. More so when you can actually see the person, Skype and things like that. But to whatever degree, surely I can be mekayem these three things. Maybe it's not to quite the same level. In terms of the eichus, in terms of the quality of the mitzvah bikur cholim, it's not the same. But have I been mekayem the mitzvah? Surely I have. At least I can be sort of go away confident that I'm not guilty. As Rabbi Akiva put it, there's a story told in the Dorim, that one time one of the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva was ill. And the Talmidim, the Chachom, they didn't go to visit him for whatever reason. And Rabbi Akiva, he went along, he was Mechabi, he was Meravitz, as we said before, he cleaned the place, and the person got better. And he said, Rabbi, you should know it's because of what you did for me. And Rabbi Akiva went out and he dashed and he said, you should all know that a person who's not Mevakeh, a person who doesn't go and visit the sick, is Kino Shofich Tomin. It's as if he's shed blood. In fact, there's a Peredik of Pshat from the Netziv there. The Netziv says, He says, you know why it's Kiddush Shefech Domin? Yisrael Zilberstein says it's an incredible insight into the human psyche. He says, this person who doesn't go to visit the sick, he feels guilty and he thinks to himself, let's just imagine if this person gets better. He's going to come back to shul and everyone's going to say, Baruch Rofei Chodim, we're so happy to see you. And he's going to be going around, thank you so much for visiting me, thank you so much for visiting me. And you're going to be sitting there trying to hide yourself thinking, you know, I didn't go and visit this person. And he knows that. He can see me. So therefore, there's going to be a certain hargosha, a certain feeling inside the person. When this person is languishing in hospital, he's hoping to a certain degree, I don't have the time to go and visit him. I don't want to have to face him when he comes out of hospital and feel that sort of that awkward moment. He's hoping maybe he won't get better. He says it's an incredible, very, very powerful chiddush of the Netziv. He says that's Kiddush Shefech Domin. That's Kiddush Shefech Domin. Look, that's what the Netziv says. You can take it as you wish. That's what Rabbi Akiva says. I'll go upon him if a person does it over the phone. Surely he's not Kiddush Shefech Domin. He's been the kind of the mitzvah to a certain extent. Rav Moshe Feinstein, the Menachas Yitzchok, and to be honest with you, I think the general consensus is along that those lines, that a person is mekayim the mitzvah over the phone, not specially musa. What I find interesting is that both Rav Moshe and the Menachas Yitzchok, they both take on that it's lacking in the kamas. They say you can't fulfill all the requirements over the phone. I'm not quite sure why. To my mind, you can fulfill all of them, just not in terms of quality all the way. But whichever way it is, the bottom line is, if you can go and visit, a person should. But if you live, you know, hundreds of miles away, or your day just, you don't have the time, it's an impossibility, avada, it's better to do it over the phone, in writing, whatever it is, whatever degree to which a person can fulfill it, but at least mekayim the mitzvah to some degree. Nonetheless, although we say this is the general consensus, not everyone agrees with this. Some hold that if a person tries to be mekayim the mitzvah of visiting the sick over the phone, Gemilas chasodim it is, but bikkul chodim it's not. And I must tell you, personally, I would buy into that. And I'm going to explain to you now why I think that is. It says, as we said at the beginning of the Sedra, Vayira Hashem and Avram and Hashem, Vayira Hashem, Vayira Elov Hashem, Hashem appeared to Avram Avinu. And as we said, Chazal say, Kedidavakir es hachayla. So in the Sefer Shorim Mitzionim Ba'alocha, that's written on Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Simon, I think it's Kuf Tzadi Gimel, that's where the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch deals with these halachas. Right at the beginning he says, the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to come to Avraham Avinu, Vayera, Hashem appeared to him, shows us that the mitzvah of Bikkur Chayim has to be Bahanicha, you have to go to the Chayim. To explain to you what he means, let me draw on the words of Rav Moshe Feinstein in Darash Moshe, on the Sedra, right at the beginning. He said, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu have to go to Avraham Avinu to be Mekayim the mitzvah? HaKadosh Baruch Hu can make him better without going. He can do better than the Mavak. He can make him better.
Could have Skyped.
Maybe this was, right? This was the forerunner, right? Vayera, Hashem appeared to him. So, why did he go? Says the Rav Moshe, you see from here, a Yisoid, that even though we've got our reasons given to us for the Kiyum of a Mitzvah, even if those reasons are not applicable in a given situation, the Tzuras HaMitzvah remains the same. Generally speaking, to be the kind of Mitzvah Bikkur Chodim, one has to go. Therefore, even in a given situation where I can do it without going, the Tzuras HaMitzvah remains the same. And he says he believes that could be pshat in the story with Rabbi Akiva. Why didn't the other Chachomim go to visit the sick? So Moshe surmises it could be these Chachomim felt they could achieve the aim of Bikkur Chodim from afar. And therefore they felt we don't need to go. Rabbi Akiva was machadish them, you can't, you have to go alone. And Rabbi Akiva came out and he said, that's Peshat, if you don't go to Kiddush Shefech Domin. But still, if that was all I had, if it's based on Vayera, Hashem and Avraham, you could say to me, no, it's Nishkan Raya that you're not the kind of mitzvah of Bikkur Chodim at all. Maybe you have to go because that's the mitzvah of Mishnei Musa, but if you can't go, at least you're the kind of mitzvah in some shape or form. The Ikar Raya is from the Makor. Where is the source for the mitzvah of Bikkur Chodim in the Torah? The source is a pasuk in Parshas Yisro, as we said before. And the Gemara in Bava Metzia, Lamed Amud Beis, darshens this pasuk. It breaks it down. Vayidatolahem has got a drasha there. Es haderech zu gemilas chasodim. Yelechu zu bikkur chodim. Vo zu kavura. So what's the source for the mitzvah of bikkur chodim? There's discussion. Is it d'oraisa? Is it asmachtok? Whatever it may be. But the source is yelechu. The mitzvah is the going. To the extent that the Vilna Gaon writes in Adaras Eliyahu, in Parshas Devarim, he writes that Yelchu, he says, you don't find any other mitzvah where the halicha is the tachlis ha-mitzvah. The halicha is a means through which I will eventually be able to come to the tachlis of the mitzvah. But he says, the only mitzvah, says the Vilna Gaon, where the halicha is the end in and of itself, that is the mitzvah, zu tachlis ha-mitzvah, that is the mitzvah of Bikkur Chayim. Bikkur Chayim is the only mitzvah, it's unique, insofar as the halicha is not just a means, it's an end in its own right. That's what the Vilna Gaon writes. The Maharsha and the Gemara also writes much the same. He says, you see from here the fact that we learn it from Yelchu, that the halicha is what you need in order to be Mekayim the mitzvah. You go, and you leave. You don't have to speak to the Chayim. You're still Mekayim the mitzvah, maybe not in its behidura, but you're Mekayim the mitzvah by simply going. One takes away potentially 1/60th of the illness by going. He says, you see, just the halicha is the mitzvah. So if we say that the Torah encapsulates the mitzvah in Yelchu, zu tachlis ha-mitzvah, says the Vilna Gaon, then if you don't do it in that fashion, surely you're not the kind of mitzvah. Let me, again, I could bring you other rais to this. Let me just bring you one rai because it taps into a very interesting shayla. The Shalmi Nedarim, in the Dorim, around Lamates, the Shalmi Nedarim asks, there's a halacha there brought in the Gemara there, Lamates on the base again. It says that the mitzvah of Bikkur Chayim is afinu godol itel hakotol. Even a godol is mechuyav. Don't say this is beneath my dignity. Leave it to the little people. Even the rov of the town. Even the godol ador. He's not potter from the mitzvah of Bikkur Chayim. There's no such thing as being beneath him. So the Shalmi Nedarim asks, he says, I don't understand. But why don't we see zokim veinu lefi chavodo? We know there's a concept when it comes to a mitzvah saseh, certain mitzvah saseh at least, we apply the rule that if it's not fitting, it's not befitting my kovod when it comes to Hashavas Avedah. So if you've got the rov of town walking down the street and he sees a little lamb, a little sheep belonging to somebody in the town, it's lost. So we know there's a mitzvah of Hashavas Avedah. Well, this lamb is limping, it looks injured, so in order to do Hashavas Avedah, he'd have to lift the lamb up, carry it on his shoulders. That's not befitting him. He's part of Eis Alamto. That's where it's learned from. The Zokei Meinu Lefi Chavoida, he's exempt from the mitzvah. Now if you look at that Gemara there, in Nedarim, in Bava Metzia, the Gemara says, wait a second, you're telling me, Yelchu Zu Bikkur Chayim? Why do I need a separate Rosha? Isn't that Kemiras Chasodim? So the Gemara says, no, it's coming to tell you that even Ben Gilo, even somebody, Posh Pshat, is from the same Mazel, who if he goes along, he's going to take 1/60th of the illness. So he feels he himself is at risk. He's going to take a certain amount of the illness. So maybe he shouldn't go. Maybe he should be potter. That's why we need the potter. Yelchu is still nonetheless dozer legabe. He's got to go. Which in itself, by the way, should provide us with a little bit of a raya that you're not the kind of mitzvah without going. Because otherwise, well, I should put myself at risk. What, just to hit a mitzvah? Stay at home, dump for the person, see what he needs. Elamai, without going, you're not the kind of mitzvah. So even though you can call it an element of risk, the Torah says, Yelchu, you've got to go. Then the Gemara goes on and says, Bo, zu kavura. It says, to bury the dead, that's also Bo. Says the Gemara, behind the Kemilas Chasodim. That's Kemilas Chasodim. What does the Gemara answer? Zokein meinu lefi chavodo. Even a Zokein, and he feels it's beneath his dignity to bury the dead, he's got a mitzvah of kavura sames. Why didn't they give that answer? Why didn't they give that answer when it came to Bikkur Chayim? The answer is because he is mechuyav to go. Why is he mechuyav to go? So Dai Meis Minchas Yitzchok, the Shoyel, the person asking the Shoyel, he wanted to say that maybe the answer is because this rule of Zokim Veinu Lefi Chavodo only applies when it comes to Momonos, like Hashavas Avedah. I think he means Lav Dafka Momonos because Kaburas Hameis is not Dini Momonos. But in other words, as opposed to Pikuach HaNefesh, we're talking about Bikkur Chayim, it's Pikuach HaNefesh. There, everyone's Mechuyav. That's what he wants to say. And Dayan Weiss goes back and forth, he brings from Shlomo Kluger, who's masupik about this, the mitzvah of Lo Salmed Adam Re'echo, does it apply to Zokim Veinu Lefi Chavodo? He brings a Kli Chemdo who debates it, I mean, you think it should be foreign pshutim that it does apply, right? He asks that he's mechuyav. You see somebody drown, you say, sorry, it's beneath my dignity, or leave the person to drown? No. But what bothers me is, are we really dealing with Pikuach HaNefesh? When is there a mitzvah of Bikkur Chayim? Well, when a person's got a cold, a person's got a little bit of a sniffle, he's feeling a little sorry for himself, when does it kick in? Or when the person's mamash dying? So the Maharal asks the question, he says, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu wait for the third day? Why didn't he go on the first day? the second day after the Bris Mila. Why the third day? Says the Maharal, because on the first day, he was a chayda be'emer echot. Avraham Avinu was feeling sorry for himself. He was in pain, but only in one, it was a relatively localized area. By the third day, he was what we call a chayda b'chol aguf. His whole body was feeling weak. Like we find with Shabbos, chayda b'chol aguf. Some do, even if he's not actually lying in bed, but he feels the need that he just wants to go to bed. He's flu-y. Anything like that, says the Maharal, only at that point, this is what the Maharal writes in Gur Aryeh, only at that point is there a mitzvah of Vikul Chayim. And therefore, that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu waits. And this is quoted by some, that's the Gedah Advoy. That's not Pikuach HaNefesh. A Chayrek B'chol HaKuf is not Pikuach HaNefesh. You wouldn't be Mechal Shabbos for such a person. But not only that, you should know the Chidon. The Chidon writes even in Birkei Yosef, the Medayik, it sounds like he says even for a lighter ailment, there's a mitzvah of Vikul Chayim. So we're not talking about Pikuach HaNefesh anyway. So why Zokin Veinu Lefi Chavodah? Why does he have to go? According to what we said, though, I think we can suggest the following. When do we say Zokin Veinu Lefi Chavodah, he's potter, is when we're talking about the lead up to the tachlis of the mitzvah. What is the mitzvah of Hashavas HaAvidah? The actual mitzvah is to take the last article and give it back. Everything else which leads up to it, taking it home, looking after it, that's all just a lead up to the tachlis HaMitzvah. When it comes to Kavuras HaMitz, the digging of the kever, the digging of the grave, transporting the maize, doing shmirah for the maize. All of this is gemilas chasodim. But in terms of the mitzvah of kuburas hameis, the tachlis is actually putting the maize into the ground and covering him over with the soil. That's the mitzvah of kuburas hameis. So since it's going to entail everything beforehand, there we could say, Zokhe Veinu Lefi Chavodai, he is potter. No, for kuburas hameis, we've got a special gezeirah sakos that we don't say that. But with all other cases, we'd say Zokim Veinu Lefi Chavodah. But when it comes to Bikul Chayim, there's no such thing. Even the Halicha itself is the Tachlis HaMitzvah. And when you go there and you speak to him and you see what he needs and you clean up for him, this is also obviously part of the Mitzvah. But the only thing is you would have said, yeah, but the Halicha, I don't have the time, I'm a busy man, you know, I'm the Rav of Shtot, I've got things to do. No, the Halicha itself is a Mitzvah. So there's no point in the whole Kiyum HaMitzvah where I can say, this is not really the Mitzvah itself. The whole thing is a Kiyum HaMitzvah, even the Halicha. And therefore, it doesn't apply. Zokim Veinu Lefi Chavodah doesn't apply. But as I said, the reason why I brought that right is more to take out, because I was wondering, when does the mitzvah of Bikul Chayim kick in? The answer is, according to the Maharal, it kicks in when the person is what we call Chayim B'chol HaGuf. He's reduced to bed. The Chidor says even earlier than that.
So let's say about Shavas Avedah, you'll say he's not an Osik B'mitzvah until he actually gives it back.
No, he is Osik B'mitzvah. I didn't say there's no mitzvah before that. Of course he's Osik B'mitzvah. We find it with other things, even when a person's on the way to do a mitzvah, that's already considered Osik B'mitzvah. But it's not, borrowing the Lashon of the God, it's not Tachlis HaMitzvah. That's not the actual, the nucleus of the mitzvah. It's all the building up, the preparation for the mitzvah, but Avad is part of the mitzvah. Right? But here, the Gaon calls the Halicha, it's not just the lead up to the mitzvah, that is the mitzvah itself. Now obviously we have to understand, we can't leave this as Rosh Hashiva Rav Tzvi would call it Lomdus Peli Havon. You know, in other words, say, yeah, the Halicha is the mitzvah. What does that mean? Why would the Halicha be the Tachlis HaMitzvah? So I want to do this in two stages. First of all, what is taich in the words Bikul Chayim? So some will say it means visiting the sick. That's definitely wrong. There's no such Bikul. Where do you find Bikul means visiting? Others say it means Bikoresia. It comes like when you're Mavakeh the Korban. It means examining. Right? That's the way Rabbi Yitzchak Hutner takes on. And therefore he takes on. Of course you could do it over the phone. Lachat Chilam. You can examine what the chayre needs, it can be done over the phone. That's the ikkah of the mitzvah. But the thing which bothers me is that really the ikkah of the mitzvah, is the examination? What about the davening? What about the raising of the spirit? See, you could say that's all part of it. I wanted to suggest that the Lashon Bikkur comes from the word boiker. Let me explain to you by way of a vort from the Sefer. It says, Hashem Yotzah La'oretz V'loit Bo Tzoyal. That the sun emerged, right, sun rose, new day, and Lot, after the Haficha of Sodom, Sodom had been completely destroyed, decimated, and Lot arrived in Tzoyah. Why do I need to know where the sun was in the sky at that point? So he arrived at midday, he arrived at sunrise, sunset, who cares? What's the significance of Hashem HaShiyotzah La'oretz? And I think the answer is, if you take a look, it says, Vayetze Kayin, Milifnei Hashem. This is after that he kills Hevel, so Cain goes out, Vayisha Beretz Not, Hashem has said, you know, I'll make an oath for you. Vayisha Beretz Not, Kidmas Eden, to the east of Eden. So Rashi notes there, you find Odom Rishon when he was expelled from Gan Eden, where did he go? To the east. Says Rashi there, because you'll always find the east, is what we find with the Ori Miklos, it's Mizrach HaShemesh. What's the significance? The pshat is, if you look at the Gemara in Makkos, the Gemara says that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, Mizrach HaShemesh, set up the Ori Miklos, Hashem said to him, Hazrach Shemesh L'Reitzchem. I think it's Gemara Makkos yours. Hazrach Shemesh L'Reitzchem. It could the Omri others say, Hizrach Tor Shemesh L'Reitzchem. You have made the sun rise for the Reitzchem. What does that mean? That means the Reitzchem. Nebuch, he's killed somebody by accident. He feels, what's the point of living? Life is all over. What's the point? He's down and out. The Torah says, you've got the opportunity, the sun will shine again. His Hazrach Shemesh L'Reitzchem means, give him a new day, give him a new lease of life. That's what it means. So too, when a person is exiled, the idea is, don't think there's no Musuk of Teshuvah. You've got an opportunity to start all over. Lot had just emerged from Sodom. The MS, he should have died with Sodom. He was no more worthy than them. Now, boss, he had the Sukkos of Avraham Avinu. See, he comes and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to him, HaShemesh Yotza L'Oretz. The sun is rising, it's a new day. You've been given a new lease of life. Imagine this is Mamash Tuchiyas HaMesim. Make the most of it, Lot. So too over here, the mitzvah of Bikur Chodim. Erev is Miloshen Tarubas. I think the Ibn Ezra says it's Miloshen Tarubas. At night, without the invention of artificial light, the world is just submerged in one big black merge. Everything loses its identity. Boiker is Shachar, is Miloshen Shichron. Suddenly everything is freed up. Boiker. We could go into the etymology of the word, but without going to that, it comes Miloshen Hefker, Pokar, based on Peah interchangeable. Boiker means that suddenly everything gains its new identity. It's a new day. Chadoshim labakorim, rabo emanosefa. It's a new world. It's a new day of opportunity. And that's what you've got to make the Chedah feel. You've davened for him. Tefillah can change everything. What he was lacking, I'm going to meet your needs. You've raised his spirit. You've given him the hope that, you know what? There is a new path ahead. Whatever I've been feeling till now, you've carved for me a new path. But that's not enough. That's Eshaderech. To carve for a path for the person, that's Eshaderech. That's Mitzvah of Gemilas Chasodim. You know, a person who needs money to start up a business venture, that's Gemilas Chasodim. You give him the money. Do I have to become a partner in his business? No. I don't have to be involved in it. You set him up. You show him a path. That's Eshaderech Zu Gemilas Chasodim. But the Mitzvah of Bikur Chodim is more than that. The Mitzvah of Bikur Chodim is Yeruchu. To sit at home and pick up the phone, and tell him stories, raise his spirits, daven for him, and all of that, that's Gemilas Chasodim. Because at the end of it, what do you say for him? What do you say to him? If you need anything, you know where I am. I'm here for you. That's very nice, but he's there. You're here. The mitzvah of Bikur Chodim is for you to get up and go to him. Very bekitzer, let me explain to you why. It says, in b'chukesai teilechu, if you follow my chukim, the word chuk comes from the word chokuk. It's a very precise, defined path, and that path is defined by the Torah. If you follow my path, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is fixed and governed by the Torah, then the whole Bria will follow its path. It will toe the line. The rain will come in its right time. V'nosati kishmeichem be'itam. V'nosna aretz periyah. Everything will run as it should do. But if a person goes, im teilechu imi bekeri, you go just haphazardly, whatever, this day I'll go to the right, this day I'll go to the left. As life comes, I'll take it. Then the world will do the same. The Bria will do the same. What happens to the Bria? It becomes a Chedah. Chedah is Gematria 49. In Parashas B'chukosai, how many Kalodis are there? 49. Rashi in Parashas Nitzavim enumerates them as 49. The world becomes a Chedah. Chedah means somebody who has been taken from his path. In B'chukosai Tereich, if you follow my path, then the Bria will follow its pre-programmed path. If you go Bekeri, you take a different path, you veer to the right, you meander to the left, then so too the Bria will do the same. You'll sow wheat, it will produce coats, it will produce thorns. Everything, animals will venture out of their parameters as well, their confines, and so on and so forth. This Chedah Nebuch has been taken from his path. Baruch Hashem, who was born healthy, a heart, eyes, ears, etc., a brain, and now something's gone wrong. Something's gone wrong means he's been taken from his path. The mitzvah that we have is Yelchu, is to accompany him on that path all the way until he comes back to the path of good health. That is the mitzvah of Yelchu. To sit at home means I'm still in my comfort zone. He's out there on the path, being taken away from his path. His path normally gets up in the morning, he goes to shul. He can't do that, never. He feels forlorn, alone. My mitzvah is to get up from my house and go to him and say, not I'm here from you 1,000 miles away. I'm here, right here with you. Without that, es haderech. You can show him a path. You can make for him a path. That's the mitzvah of gemilas chasodim. But the mitzvah of bikur chodim is only to go along and actually accompany him along the path. I'll just finish with one little story with Rav Moshe, and with this I'll close it. Rav Moshe, Rav Ephraim Greenblatt, a very close Talmud of Rav Moshe, tells the following story. He says, a Talmud Chacham came to Rav Moshe. He had to undergo a very urgent and serious heart operation. And he said to Rav Moshe, I've got the following I'm not sure what to do. I can either go in town, we don't have big hospitals. There is one heart surgeon in town. He hasn't got a lot of experience. On the other hand, I could go some 600-700 miles away. And there's a top-notch surgeon there. Should I go there? He's experienced. So Rav Moshe said, what do you mean by he's not experienced there? How many times has he done this operation? So he said, I don't know, I'll go find out. He comes back, he's done it 28 times before. I'll be his 29th. So to his utter shock, Rav Moshe said to him, no, 28, it's not a little. Have it done here. So he said, what? You know, there's a chiyuv to go to the best doctor available. What? He said, you don't understand. He says, if you go 600-700 miles away, who's going to come visit you afterwards? He says, have it done here. And afterwards, there'll be people to look after you. There'll be people, you'll be mezakeh there with the mitzvah of bikur chodim. And that will all be a zechus, and it will all work out for you. No, the Torah says that, he followed it. He says he was languishing in hospital for 13 weeks afterwards. And he says, then he appreciated the wisdom in Rav Moshe's words. He says he doesn't know what he would have done had he been 600-700 miles away. No, Be'ezus Hashem, we should only be the mabakrim, not be and have good health. Go.